A book called Contamination, and that is almost like two words, with nation being the second word, is a book that has come out with someone who is not only a writer, but also a journalism professor. This is McKay Jenkins. It's my great pleasure to welcome you into the WBJC studio. Thanks for coming in for Book Notes.
Well, thanks for having me.
We know that anybody who is writing a prescriptive nonfiction book has to have a pretty sizable platform in order to be published. And obviously you have that with a number of books to your credit, as well as your teaching. But it seems to me that for this, you brought some extra, extremely personal element to the story. So can we just start with that, please?
Sure. A few years ago, I went to see my doctor with what I thought was an athletic injury of some kind, either a running or a cycling injury. He said, "I'm sure it's nothing, just probably a torn ligament or something. Go see an orthopedist and he'll take an MRI and it'll be fine." So I did that and I went to the MRI, had it done, and then the orthopedist called me back and said, "You need to call an oncologist right away. There's a tumor in your abdomen the size of a baseball." So I, you know, was otherwise completely healthy, went to see this oncologist and had the whole workup done and ended up going up to a hospital in New York City to have surgery to take this thing out. Before I went into the operating room, some people in, full scrubs with their clipboards came in and asked me a whole bunch of questions about, they wanted to know what I'd been exposed to. This could be through drinking water bottles or through the paint on your walls or the carpeting on your floor or the formaldehyde that's in your plywood in your house, any kind of any of the myriad chemicals that are out there in our lives. And so I answered all their questions as best as I could. So that was the background. I started asking all these questions. I said, if I've just had this exposure that, you know, may or may not have led to this tumor, clearly I've not been exposed to anything everybody else hasn't been exposed to. So I just like any journalist would, I started asking questions. And so this book gets into some very practical ways to think about these things and hopefully to protect yourself from being exposed to the harmful ones.
Now, with something like this, how have you and your editors structured this or structured how the book is coming out to be able to reach the people that really matter with something like this?
Well, I can tell you one of the chapters in the middle of the book, my wife and I take what we called a toxic safari through a giant big box store, just went aisle by aisle by aisle, just looking at products that every single person is choosing to buy every single day. So this is in no way meant for just the Whole Foods organic crowd. This is really very much about your average person trying to buy your average product. The thing is, you know, if you look at labels on different things, especially I'm just mentioning cosmetics, if you look at the labels on cosmetics, if you'll find any label, which is pretty rare, you will find nothing of value on that label. They won't tell you anything about what the ingredients are, what health consequences there are. There are carcinogenic ingredients in all kinds of cosmetics. And in Europe, these things are labeled or they're banned. And in the United States, they're not. In fact, there are cosmetic companies that will make a product that is free of carcinogenic ingredients and sell it to the European market. And because there are no such regulations in the United States, they don't feel obliged to take them out, and they can sell them to Americans, and Americans will never object. So there's a whole kind of a series of mind-bending paradoxes here, and American consumers think that they're the most protected consumers on the planet. That turns out to be far from the truth.
This is a very important book. It's called Contamination, and it's going to be presented at the Ivy Bookshop on Falls Road and Lake Avenue on Tuesday, February the 9th at 7 p.m. with writer and journalism professor McKay Jenkins. Any information that you want to look into more deeply is at theivybookshop.com, and you can find links from there. Thank you so much, McKay Jenkins, for writing this book and for coming to talk to us about it.
That's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.